From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, Alanis. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Thursday, June 12th, 2008. Rachel's not with me for the time being, but she did speak with Alanis Morissette. I want to know the answer to the question that we're all wondering. Does Alanis really know the meaning of ironic and not coincidental? That is the question. You'd have to be nicer to her when you phrase it. But Alanis, it's not really ironic when there's rain on your wedding day. It's just meteorology. Anyway, coming up on the big show this hour, Wither the Southern Baptist Convention. The church is seeing a dip in baptisms, no pun intended, and they have a new leader who's trying to spark life into his organization. Also, yes, as I mentioned, Alanis Morissette is here to sing and talk, and the amazing conversation with a chef who is award-winning and yet at the same time lost his sense of taste. Can't wait to talk to him. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first. A tornado struck a Boy Scout camp in western Iowa last night, killing four scouts and injuring 40 other people. While the Boy Scouts have not released the names or ages of the four dead, Lloyd Reutstein of the Boy Scouts of America described them as three scouts and one youth staffer. He told CNN the tornado destroyed the Little Sioux Scout Ranch.
All the buildings are gone. Most of the tents are gone. As I look at the camp now, the trees are mostly destroyed. All you've got is a lot of property, 1,800 acres of property that's destroyed right now.
18-year-old scout leader Tom White was at an administration building on the site when the tornado hit.
We were watching the lightning, and then we saw like a funnel cloud forming right there. So we told him, hit the siren. We have a siren on the admin building, so we turned that on. And it was just like, if we would have been 5 seconds later, like, there would have been way more people gone.
White told Nebraska CBS affiliate KMTV that at least some of the dead were killed when a fireplace collapsed on them. White took cover in a ditch with two others.
It was like raining like hard, like normal rain, and then all the wind got sucked out of my lungs, and then it started blowing so hard I couldn't stand up, so I just laid in the ditch.
Fire crews had to clear debris from roads to get rescue teams through. Russ Lawrenson of nearby Mondamin Fire Department says ample help made it to the scene.
We had just lots and lots of EMT and paramedics come and sent to the triage area. I know there was at least five for each kid injured.
The scouts were at the camp for a leadership conference. 93 high schoolers and 25 staffers were on site. All victims have been accounted for. Tornadoes also hit Kansas last night, killing at least two people in the northeastern part of the state. Tornadoes touched down in Minnesota and Nebraska. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.